great pop song, isn't it? Summer 78, that was Clout and Substitute. Got to number two in the UK charts and was only kept off the top spot by the aforementioned John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. However, it did reach number one in the native South Africa. They were an all-girl band, and South Africa was where they came from. Also a number one hit in Ireland, New Zealand and West Germany, as it was then. You're listening to The Time Machine on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and today we're celebrating the music of 1978, and somebody who was regarded as the Queen of Disco and had a whole string of hits in the late 70s, going into the 80s as well, was Donna Summer. And here's one that's charted for her in 1978. This is MacArthur Park. That was Donna Summer, and that was a live version of MacArthur Park, which was a big hit for her in the autumn of 78. Got to number 5 on the UK charts, but it was number 1 in the US and also in Canada. It was a cover version, a song written in the late 1960s by Jimmy Webb, and the original version was recorded famously by Richard Harris. I do think someone left a cake out in the rain is probably one of the more eccentric lyrics of all time. But there we go. Very good stuff from Donna Summer. A change of pace now. The Jam came along on the crest of punk and new wave in the late 1970s. Paul Weller, Bruce Foxton, Rick Buckler. They were a very popular duo right through until the time they split up in 1982. And here's one that charted for them in 1978. This is Strange Town.
Thank you.
played that one for my Phoenix FM colleague Darren Mutsu. If he happens to be listening, I know he likes that track. That's Third World, Now That We've Found Love. If you like your reggae, by the way, Darren's here every Wednesday night with Reggae Revival between 10 and midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM. That one got to number 10 in the UK charts in 1978, and it's also reached number 9 on the US R&B charts. A band who came from one of the spiritual homes of reggae, I guess, Kingston, Jamaica, and they performed in 1973, and that was their first UK hit. Now, from reggae to disco, and a song which I guess is a phenomenon to this day, and when it appeared in late 1978, it sold by the bucket load, and early the following year, it got to number one. You might be able to guess which one it is. Here it is. Of course, the Village People, YMCA, released late 1978, got to number one in early 79, and it was number one in countless countries, although strangely, only got to number two in their native USA. Top the charts here amongst other places, though. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is called The Time Machine. We're celebrating the music of 1978 and going to take a look at some of the events that happened in sport that year. First off, in tennis, and Bjorn Borg was the winner of Wimbledon that year. He retained his title with victory over Jimmy Connors in the final. Rugby Union's 84 Five Nations Championship Series was won by Wales. They completed the Grand Slam. In horse racing, Lucius was the winner of the Grand National at Aintree. And in football, the European Cup was won by Liverpool, who beat Bruges 1-0 in the final at Wembley. Kenny Dalglish scored the only goal of the match during the second half. Also in football, Nottingham Forest, who were enjoying phenomenal success at that time. They'd only been promoted from the second division in 1977, and Brian Clough's Forest won the league title in 78, the first time of asking, and also the Football League Cup. Whilst Ipswich Town in May 1978 won the FA Cup for the first time in their history. They beat Arsenal 1-0 in the final at Wembley, and Roger Osborne scored the only goal of the match after 77 minutes. So that's some of the things that happened in sport that year. Oh, I nearly forgot one, actually. February the 15th, 1978, Muhammad Ali suffered one of the rare defeats of his boxing career. He was beaten by Leon Spinks, who won the world heavyweight title. And really, that was the beginning of the end of Ali's dominance of heavyweight boxing and his career, I guess. I'll take a look at some news stories from 78 in a while after we've heard another song which was a big hit in the summer of 78. This is Lindisfarne, Run for Home.
With a guitar in my hand, and the night
Such an uplifting song, that one. I love it. That's Lindisfarne and Run for Home. You're listening to The Time Machine on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and we're celebrating the music of 1978. And Bill Withers, a soul singer, very talented man, had a relatively short career in the music biz, but he scored one of his biggest hits in 1978 with this one.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
butter is much better, and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me, and it's getting me so. It's getting me so. How I wish I'd been much stronger. For the wheels are turning faster as I hear the winds are blowing. I know that she is leaving on a jet plane without the runaway. I can't believe that she really wants to leave me, and it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
Motors at Airport got to number four in summer 78. That was one of only four hit singles for the Motors, who came out of the British pub rock scene in the 70s, and that was their biggest hit of the four. Also got to number four in Sweden, also a top 10 hit in Ireland. Now, also in 78, the Rolling Stones released their album Some Girls. And now I'm going to play the song that was the big hit from that album, big hit single of that year. This is Miss You.
Sleeping all alone. apart, singing after dark. People think I'm crazy. Stopping on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
Released in May 1978, that was Rolling Stones and Miss You. Got to number three in the UK, number one in the USA and Canada. Now, I don't think there's ever been a talent as unique in the music business over the years as Ian Dury, old Lord Upminster himself. And he came along in the late 1970s with his unique brand of, I suppose you could call it a fusion of punk, new wave and disco. And in late 78, he released a single which got to number one in early 79. This is Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
Deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
way to Santa Fe. Other hills are away.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Says T-Bone, he says nicht. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Two fat persons, click, click, click. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me.
Jimmy the Blockheads, hit me with your rhythm stick. So I'm going to have a quick run through now from some of the major news stories of 1978. In February, Gordon McQueen became Britain's first £500,000 footballer. The Scottish international central defender moved for that fee from Leeds United to Manchester United. In the same month, Anna Ford became the first female newsreader on ITN. In March, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was first broadcast by BBC Radio 4. In April, permanent radio broadcasts of proceedings in the House of Commons in the UK began. On the 1st of May, the early May bank holiday was observed for the first time in Britain. 19th of June 78, cricketer Ian Botham became the first man in the history of the game to score a century and take 8 wickets in one innings of a test match. On the 25th of July that year, Louise Brown became the first ever IVF or test tube baby. She was born in Alderby, Lancashire, weighing £5.12. And in September, Labour Prime Minister James Callaghan announced that he would not call a snap general election for the autumn, although that had been speculated. Backfired on him in the end, though, because eventually when one took place in May 1979, he was voted out of office and replaced by the Conservatives and Margaret Thatcher. Meanwhile, Pope John Paul died after only a very short time in office, 30 days, I think it was, and he was replaced by Pope John Paul the II. And going into Christmas, the BBC was hit by a series of strikes, and BBC One and BBC Two went off the air for a couple of days. I think ITV got a record audience because you have to remember there were only TV channels, 3 TV channels in those days, and nobody had any choice. So I think Anglia's The Sale of the Century, which was then going out on the ITV network on Saturday nights, got a massive audience, one of the biggest ever in the UK. And in the summer of that year, Marshall Hayne scored a big hit with this song. This is called Dancing in the City.
alleys that we run through. Now we've just begun to have fun tonight. Let the streets have their way. They'll carry you on till morning and steal your soul away. Dancing in the city, alleys that we run through. Now we've just begun to have fun.
They were a duo, Julia Marshall and Kit Hain, otherwise known as Marshall Hain. It was number 3 in the UK in summer 78, Dancing in the City. Top 10 in a number of countries, and it got to number 1 in West Germany. Now for the song which kicked off the career of Blondie, or the chart career certainly of Blondie in 1970. Got to number 2 in the UK, this is Denis. Deborah Harry on the vocals, Blondie and Denis. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of The Time Machine and this little trip back in time to 1978. May well do another one of these in the near future. Last one now, a big dance hit in the summer of 1978. This was A Taste of Honey. It was their only hit. It was called Boogie Oogie Oogie. I'm John Chubb. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.